steel flanging braces. Everybody's sitting on the wrong place. Guess so. Where's that introduce myself? Am I out?
Alright.
Alright.
Great.
Alright.
Yes.
Welcome. Let's start off a little presentation. First, I'll tell you a little bit about the city. You can see a few cameras here that record our actions. And your wires and microphones that record your voice. We also have some microphones there. But you don't have to pay a lot of attention on those because it will disappear when you don't intend to. These are project documents folder. There are some notes in it already, I see. Some documents. I'll start with the presentation kickoff. Okay. Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but we're working for Real Reaction. It's a company in electronics. We put fashion in electronics. We make it work with a lot of effort in design and the product itself. I'm Bart Payton, the project manager. So I'll direct you through the project. This is our agenda. We have our opening, acquaintance, tool training, project plan discussion, closing. Maybe I can sit down. Maybe you can take a minute.
Sure.
And then it's not a lot of work, it's just something like that, just like that. As you can see, it's the opening, acquaintance, tools ready. Now, acquaintance is a point we've done a bit. Have you all seen the corporate website already?
Yep.
Have you seen any flaws? I think I found one.
That's why I'm paying much attention to it.
Does it work here? Okay. No problem. But on the corporate information side, there was Real Remote instead of Real Reaction.
Oh, yeah.
Real Remote is not really the company we are, but just a little. Okay. What are we going to do? Project aim is, as you can see, a new remote control. It has to be original, trendy, and user-friendly. So these are the points why we also hired you. We've got the marketing expert for the trendy and user-friendly look, and industrial designer that's also user-friendly and with original. And we've got our user interface designer. So that's about the new remote control. Now, project method is there are three phases we're going through. First is functional design, you get your work meetings. After the functional design, then the conceptual design and the detailed design. I had some limitations. But I think you know it already. So the industrial designer is going to work on the working design, components design, and a bit of the look and feel design. The user interface designer is going to do the technical function design, user interface concept, and user interface design. And the marketing expert is doing a little bit of user requirements. requirements, specification, plant watching, and product evaluation. So that's a bit what you're going to do. But that will be all over for the meeting. Then we've got our first tool training. We're going to work with a lot of high-tech tools here. So it's handy if we have training first. As you can see, we've got the smart boards here and here, and the whiteboard. In the whiteboard here, there's a little toolbar on this side. Here are some functions you can save. These functions we don't have anything to do with. Only undo, you can undo a little piece of drawing. A blank new document for each person. Select a pen, eraser, capture we don't have to do anything with. Then we've got our pen. This pen. It's really funny because you can draw with it on this page. Format, you can also select the current color and the line width, but then first you have to select the pen function. But we're going to work with it in a minute. So, okay. That's very simple and it's easy to draw your findings and drawings in there. Then a short thing about documents. We've got our shared folder, project documents, but all you will find it already because there are a lot of documents in it already, so it will be okay. And these are available on the smart boards as well. So if you have a document you want to show, just open it from the folder. Here is the simple toolbar. It's what I just said, save, print, move back or forward one page. Switch between the different columns. And then we're going to try out the whiteboard. So as you can see, we're going to draw an animal just to get a bit familiar with it. Mouse was running away. Okay. We're going to draw an animal. And just sum up a few of its favorite characteristics. The only thing we have to look after is that we use different colors and different lining. This I can start from now. You can use this pen by holding it like a little child, because if you hold it like this, sensors will get blocked and then the drawing won't get good. Another thing is you have to be a bit slow, and if you're going to draw like really fast, then pen won't hold up. So we choose format, current color, I think gray is appropriate. Then the line width, I think 7 will be nice. Now you'll see my drawing capabilities. It's not very much, but here you have to do it real slow. Trying to draw a dolphin. I think his nose has to be a little bit close.
I'm thinking of a swordfish.
It's a bit of a swordfish. Yeah, it's got an eye. Well, now we've got another function. We've got the eraser. And then you can undo this easily. Alright, it's okay. And I've got to write down a few of his characteristics. He's got no text tool? No. Okay. This is typically an undo action, I think. Then. Maybe you have to hold it a bit upside down. I think that's it, because if you wanna are going to do it like this, then it will be a strike. I don't know, I'm just trying. This is not my work? Okay. Maybe you have to use. I think it's wants to draw another animal, I don't know. Lives for the film. It's my characteristic about the dog. Lives for the film.
Okay.
So now I'm gonna hand over the pen on a new blank sheet.
Use a different line width. And I'm gonna draw in black. Okay, I'm not much of an artist, but here we go. Okay, this is my sheep. Little blue dot they always get sprayed on their butts.
Sorry, not that sheet.
Yeah.
Maybe you can also write your name somewhere.
They are. Go really slow when you're writing. They're brilliant animals, and that's just a little me thingy. So.
Just gonna draw its head. Let's see. Okay. Yeah. You know what it is?
Or who?
Garfield.
Ah, okay.
Garfield.
Yeah. Just that. So, yeah, that's enough. Use a blank or? Okay.
Well, I was gonna draw a cat too, so. I'll just try something else. Something different than Garfield. Mine is a bit more skinny. But, well, it's supposed to be a cat. I like cats because they are independent.
How to work with the whiteboard now. So if you have any ideas or if you want to draw anything on the whiteboard, just ask and go ahead. It's pretty easy. So we've got the tool introduction. Move along to project finance. As you can see, the for a remote control, the selling price is €25, our selling price. Our profit aim is €50 million. It's the least we have to get from our remote controls. So we have to work together to reach our aims. We can do it international, so we have to focus on different kind of users, different kind of cultures, and different kind of trends as well. But that's all in the later stadium. Our production cost can be maximal €12.5. So that's also a point we have to keep in mind if we're going to make remote controls with small televisions inside and stuff like that. Won't work. So just try to remember these points. Selling price 25, profit aim 50 million. But more important is the international market we're trying to focus on, and production cost maximum €12.5. So that leads us to our little discussion. We've got about 5 or 10 minutes left for discussion. So I'm gonna sit down and think.
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes.
So just on a side note, why is it my laptop not giving you max room?
Maybe you have to say the magic word.
Yeah.
Is it your name? Maybe you have to just cut it down. Everybody has experiences with remote controls, and I mean not the ordinary remote controls, but also other different ones.
Mm-hmm.
And can you use for other
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
lot of remote controls, one for the TV, one for the video recorder, one for the DVD player.
Yeah.
And I think it's it would be best to just make one remote control that can operate them all.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got one at home. You can program, I think, 8 different devices in it. You can use it for television and anything else. And it also operates on infrared. So if you've got a little device inside your room, and you can operate it from the third or second floor. So that's pretty handy when you have a video recorder or DVD player downstairs.
Yeah.
You've got a link to your TV on the second floor.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty handy thing. But only the, I think that if you can put different kind of devices on one remote control, it makes it a lot easier as well. That's nice. That's what you remember. Yeah, it's nice. So we want different functions.
Yeah.
And we can maybe see if we can do something with infrared. But I don't know if it will exceed the production costs. It's something you have to find that, I think.
Yeah. That would be really good if we could do that.
And other functions for remote control. You can have the
capacity shock group.
Yes.
Good. My remote control comes to follow along.
Might
be, I need to put a battery status display on it so you can see
where it stays.
Okay, how much is left on the battery. But it'll also really drag up the production costs.
Yeah.
We'll have to see about that too. But maybe just a little more.
That's the case. What I use.
Yeah. We'll mention.
Any questions about this presentation? Okay, then I'll put the minutes from this meeting in the project folder. Then I'll meet you in about an hour.